I just know I can do it today, Eddie, she said as they entered the Broadway clinic. Her eyes shining with hope, Gillian bounced up and down in the chair, causing the wicker seat to creak. She greeted each nurse by name and shook hands with Dr. Brown, who had been overseeing her case since they arrived in California. He knew all about her plans to enroll in Dr. Wyeth's medical school and asked very seriously about her studies each time they visited.
And how is my favorite little lady?
He probed her ankle and then lightly touched the worm-like scars.
You ready to take that first step today?
Gillian nodded vigorously. Today I'm going to do it. She leaned forward as if to stand.
That's the spirit.
Dr. Brown stood to support her on one side, and Juliet took her place on the other just as before. Gillian drew in a deep breath. This time I am, this time I am, this time I am, she whispered to herself. Juliet met Dr. Brown's eyes above Gillian's head, and even before they released Gillian, before her leg collapsed beneath her, Juliet saw the sadness in his eyes. And that was when she knew that most likely Gillian's nerves had been severed after all, and no matter what the child's hope and determination, she would never walk again.
Well, I think we need to give that ankle a little rest, Dr. Brown said cheerfully as they helped her back to the chair. I've ordered a brace for you, and we'll do the final fitting today.
I don't want a brace, Gillian pleaded. I want to walk. She looked up at Juliet. Tell him I can do it. Tell him I'm going to walk, Eddie.
Well, maybe he's right, Gillian. Your ankle needs to rest, and then we'll try again later.
You said my muscles need to get stronger, Gillian said to Dr. Brown. You said that if I didn't work them hard, they wouldn't get strong enough to hold me up, and if I wear a brace, my muscles won't ever get strong.
Juliet knelt beside Gillian and gathered the girl into her arms, and Gillian, who never cried, sobbed as though her heart would break, and Juliet's broke right along with her sister's.